Time for Stargazer. Our weekly look at what's happening in the massive universe around our tiny planet and what else is happening in the world of astronomy. As usual, we turn to Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee, and our report. Hey, Christopher, welcome back.
Hey, Dave. It's good to be here. So Saturn is taking us into the month of November right now, and the ring planet can be seen near the constellation of Scorpius in the south, and it will set very early, around 7 p.m. Now, the moon this week will be waning, meaning, of course, a return to dark skies here in the islands. This is great news for stargazers.
And here in the islands, apparently, a astronomical feature that we were able to observe over the weekend was something that has a strong connection to the island of Maui.
It does indeed. So last weekend was, of course, Halloween. It's also a day when a large asteroid passed relatively close to the Earth. This asteroid is called 2015 TB145.
How do they get these names?
You've got to wonder, right? But this asteroid was discovered right here in the islands by the Pan-STARRS telescope atop Haleakala on Maui.
How close did the asteroid actually get to Earth, Christopher?
TB145 came within 300,000 miles of the Earth. That's almost as close as the moon is to us. Astronomically speaking, this was fairly close, especially when we're talking about a large rock like TB145.
When you say large, how big?
The asteroid itself is only 1,300 feet in diameter. But what's more important than its actual size is its mass. This is a lump of rock and metal, and it's traveling at 78,000 miles per hour. That makes it a little intimidating.
So if that thing hit the Earth, we're toast.
It would be catastrophic.
So now that it's passed, is there anything more with it?
Well, I don't think it's going to pose any threat to us here on the Earth, not immediately, and in fact, it probably never will. However, these visits by passing near-Earth asteroids, as they're called, are constant reminders that we need to be on our guard. Telescopes like Pan-STARRS on Haleakala and the NASA IRTF on Mauna Kea are vital to the protection of our planet. Without them, we could be in for a very nasty surprise indeed.
And the threat of the same one coming back, does that happen, or it's a one-time deal?
Probably going to be a one-time deal. But who's to say that's not the case further with another asteroid in the future?
Well, we're glad somebody's keeping an eye on it. That's certainly one you don't want people sleeping on the job.
Absolutely.
Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee, and a report involving Maui this week. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week for Stargazer.